He stares down the barrel of the camera and shouts at the top of his voice, "Everybody s***s."
Wow. Would you believe we've had the double... They come straight off the back with fucking shit.
Double helping. Welcome back, everybody, to the second episode of the Nick Cage swearing program that is yet to be named.
Nick Gage.
Welcome back, everyone, to Nick Cage Cusses. And we were helped right off the bat here with one of the greatest hits of the swearing world. It's shit. And Nick Cage brings this in at the very top of the episode in painstaking fashion.
Well, I think there's something we have to discuss here that we did go into depth with quite a lot about how he had a complete inability to eat or make food in his films. And he's come straight in here trying to make a drink, absolutely botched putting honey in his drink, and then clearly refused to drink it before, so they had to cut the shot.
The man... carefully goes around, he dances around the fact that the episode is named shit by repeatedly saying sugar, honey, iced tea. As if this point wasn't made enough, I guess the people running the show thought he actually needed some iced tea, some sugar, and some honey on one side of his drinks cabinet. And this man, quite right, has never assembled a drink for himself in his life.
Yeah, that was a real eye-opener. But there is a couple of bits to unpack in this, but let's start with the fact that this show, for what it is, it's kind of funny. You know what I mean? It's like background funny. It's a funny concept, but what is this for more than like 20 minutes?
Is it funny, or is it just because it's about words that are funny?
I don't even think that's funny. I think it's funny because it's Cage, but... There is a reality of this where I'm already over this.
Yeah, wow. Look at that, folks. 1 minute in into episode two. If you place your bets, you've just cashed in big time.
Not just because of this, right? But we spoke about this on the episode before. Why would you put fucking shit as your first two episodes? Where do you go from there?
It's downhill, surely. Or uphill, whichever one's worse.
It's going to be drastically, drastically downhill.
Yeah.
This is just going to get worse and worse. I feel like we've just watched the last good episode of this, and I didn't enjoy it.
I think even at this point, you can tell that the cracks are starting to show with Cage as well. He plays the role in this program of this sort of pseudo-intellectual guy that sits in front of a fire next to a drinks table and brings you all the facts about this stuff. And sure, he's learned his lines well enough, but I think even he is a bit like... why am I doing this again? I guess for a payday. I guess he's known as a fairly prolific swearer, so that's why he got involved. But yeah, there's many reasons why I'm starting to think he's not into this. And the one that we are...
I think it's kind of like what we spoke about before doing this. This sounds like it's going to be funny, right? It's one of those ideas. It's very similar to when we first did this podcast. The idea of the podcast is funnier than actually doing it. Whereas someone said to you, like, you know, you're an acclaimed actor, and someone goes, "Do you want to be the host of a history of swear words?" You're going to go, "Yeah, fucking right. That sounds like a whole lot of fun." And then you show up and just go, "This is full of fucking nerds talking about like the history." It's not actually that funny.
Yeah, and that's a good segue, I guess, to talk about some of the other characters that pop up in the show. I think just talking about Nick Cage's appearance, he's, you know, a maximum of maybe 5 minutes per these episodes, is going to be difficult. There's a few repeating characters across these two episodes that I can only imagine are going to pop up along the other four as well. And the main dude that's jumping out to us is a man whose name I've not learned yet. The guy in the jacket who is, I guess, some sort of language expert.
if anyone's watching this, if we just refer to him as the Turbo Virgin, you're going to know exactly who we mean.
This is a man who
this
has...
This dude has never sworn in his life. This
never
is
never sworn, right. He's never sworn in his life. And he is so determined to make you think he has.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, I bet on shoot day, he was like, okay, you're feeling good? You ready for this? He's like, yeah, I'm ready to flip and roll.
I reckon every single time he swears in this is overdubbed by someone else. I honestly... And there was no conviction in this performance. I don't believe a word of it.
The corner of his mouth are just turning up every time he says a rude word, as if to be like, oh man, I'm going to be in so much trouble.
So did you also notice there's a bit where they're filing the swear words and you can kind of see a little bit of what we've got coming up?
Oh yes, that was some B-roll, but I couldn't quite make it out.
So damn, it looks like it's coming up, which I can only imagine is that guy's input into this. I imagine he was probably one of the guys, and they're like, right, what swear words do we go? So damn's got to be in there. That's a huge one.
Top of the charts.
Ass is going in there.
Probably hell.
Yeah. Stuck.
I mean, you're completely right, though. Now we've got the F word and the S word. The S word, no one calls it that. Now we've got the F word and sugar, honey, iced tea out of the way. Where do we go from here? Like, this is just going to get
We know we've got damn coming up at some point, and that already just feels like... We got four more swear words, and I can't think of any other than... They're not going to do an episode on the C word. They're just not going to. It's too American.
No, I don't believe they will. It's too frightening to them.
Cage has done it though, hasn't he, in films?
Yeah, a few times.
Maybe.
And it's always clanged a little bit to me personally.
I think in anything American, when they write it in, you can tell they've written it in for shock value, and it's never used. Almost, it's almost like
they've put in the British writers to flesh the script out.
Well, it's never even that. It feels like they've tried to make it a little bit dangerous, but they've never used it in the correct context of it always just feels jarring in a way that it shouldn't. So I don't know. I personally don't think anyone they've had on this show has any right talking about it if they can't use it properly. And I know that fucking nerd can't.
Well, we're speaking of people that can't use it properly. Nick Cage is still getting real riled up every time he has to do a bit of conversating about these swear words. There's a point here where he's describing, he lists off a bunch of different swear words. And of course, he gets to the end of the list and just howls ass in only that way he can. And for a man that has sworn so often on and off camera as he has, he still hasn't quite got to grips with making it feel natural. And I know this is slightly the pot calling the kettle black with me saying this, because those words don't really sit very well in my mouth, I find. But
it's difficult, isn't it, to try and say things like ass. And
honestly, every time I swear, I sound like I'm reading it out of the back page of a Bible or something like that.
What Bibles did you have in your prison school?
In my prison school, yeah. It was a Catholic prison school, and the really naughty boys wrote the words in the back. I remember learning about swear words a bit when I was younger, and I had no...
Was this before or after you thought they were illegal?
This, I think, around the time. But this is it. I dared not say them to anybody because, I mean, I wasn't going to say them in front of my parents, and I thought they were illegal, so I didn't really want to say them in front of people. But I really wanted to try and to understand and explore them. So I've got this weird memory of in the dark writing them down on a bit of paper under my duvet covers. I couldn't even see the paper. I was just like feeling it out because I thought like that was the best way to do it. And then I got scared that I'd done it, screwed the paper up and threw it across the room. And then inevitably, of course, my mum found it.
It is too late at that point. It doesn't matter what you do. You could burn it. You've sinned big time. What did you write down? What were your words of choice?
I really can't remember. Shit must have been there. I don't know if the F word was there because I don't think I knew it. I thought that was a bridge too far. Definitely shit would have been there. And it might have just been shit lots of times, which probably worried my mother more than upset her.
Well, that's the worry, isn't it? It's like if you write shit down three times, it's like saying it in the mirror and then Nick Cage just appears and just fucking ruins your day.
And shouts ass at you. Yeah. Or twisted sister.
Fucking shit ass.
Wow.
Oh, is this just... I don't know where to place this series. Yeah, I'm trying really hard to stay positive about this. And it's not me. I'd probably enjoy this if I watched this. And again, this kind of brings us back to when we did the original load. I'd probably enjoy this a lot more if I was watching it, you know, in the background and like in my own time.
On your own term.
But this is just, I'm not gonna call this what it is. I think this might be bad. I think this might be a bad program.
Yeah, it's funny. During this episode, I had the same thought. And it's when I noticed Nick kind of openly mocking the script. They've obviously wrote in some sort of joke about people don't deal with shit often unless you're a farmer or an attorney. And then he himself looks down the camera and goes, ha, ha, ha. He, at this point, he realizes this sucks. So I can't imagine how he's going to feel when he's doing an episode on like, we know the guy's a professional for the most part. He always gives it 110, but he always gives it 110 playing a character. So the only thing keeping me going is being fascinated to see in what way he deals with this. Will he stay ever the professional? Will he just be sick of it by the end? Who will crumble first, him or us?
Oh,
my money's on us.
I feel like I've already crumbled, you know.
My money's on you.
Yeah, like a f***ing cheap shortbread.
Like an overly dunked biscuit, you'll be the first to flop.
Crumbled and dissolved into the f***ing void.
Wow, two of the most British analogies for the current situation.
With that said, acknowledging that this is trash, I'm going to have to ask you to be nice to Nicky.
You're right, we need to bring it up a bit. There is a point where he is... He stares down the camera and shouts, everybody shits. And I felt the passion in his voice there. He highlights, that it's the great unifier. I've heard like a bunch of comedians in the past say about having material about using the toilet is good because everyone can relate to it, which I suppose is true, and it has that taboo nature to it. But quite right. He describes that it is the great unifier. He stares down the barrel of the camera and shouts at the top of his voice, everybody shits. And... yeah, that appealed to me. I really believed him.
You felt line. A little bit closer to Nick at that point. You know
we've
what?
Got at least one thing in common.
I do that as well.
He's just like me.
He's just like me, but weird.
How about yourself? How would you like to pay homage to the man this time around? How would you like to be nice to Nicky?
I liked how he managed to do this on his own terms and got out of drinking that absolutely atrocious mess that he made of a drink. I like that they were clearly like, you could kind of always feel like the cameraman was like, go on and take a sip and take a sip. And he's just like, I'm not drinking this shit, dude. This is fucking
awful. The director was like, yeah, so you're going to make this, you're going to deliver the line, you're going to look down the camera, and then you're going to just take a big gulp of the drink. And he was probably like, yeah, okay, sure. And then, of course, it comes to
I think that's
it.
A big metaphor for what this show feels like, is it feels like you're just eating a whole load of shit repeatedly.
But, of course, I mean, this comes down to this honey in it. Does Nick find the ways bees make love to one another? Are they dignified f***ers, you know?
Would Nick Cage eat a bee?
It all comes down to how they procreate.
Not the bees. That's what we've come down to. Not the bees.
Oh, man. I respected whoever was producing the show, credit where it's due, did a good job. They thought of the word shit. And of course, the first person that has to come to mind is Isaiah Whitlock, who of course is famous for coining. He owns shit like Samuel L. Jackson owns fuck with shit. But even in this episode, they, two episodes in, a 20-minute runtime, they were padding for time as much as we are in these by continuously cutting back to him doing his My Longest Yeah Boy Ever with shit.
Yeah, that joke to me felt like it ran dry in the first 5 seconds of it.
First time it cut back, I was like, oh, that's funny. And six, perhaps even seven times later. But I suppose you could, this is definitely people in glass houses throwing stones here because repeatedly doing the same joke as what we made an entire... We built an empire on.
Right. I feel like this feels like an appropriate time to get into the real tax of it. Have we got a name for this one yet, Ben? I've kind of left you off the back of the last one with some time to think up some good ones.
It could be called the Nicolas Cage Manspread Hour.
Oh.
Because have you noticed how this guy is sitting in this show?
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of awful. I kind of feel like I'm trapped on the tube with someone.
He's just pushing into my personal space there, but doing it with such outrageous confidence. What choice do you have? I mean, we could. It could quite possibly be called World's Longest Shit.
All right, yeah. I'm going to give you some options that I think might work.
Right.
Match Shit Men. Go on in 20 seconds. Or, and I think you'll like this one, Shitter. It's easily the worst one, but it's like the longer it lingers, the funnier that one becomes.
It's the most accurate.
I'm going to let you take a pick of that and you can name it whatever you want, mate.
Wow, something to look forward to.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd find a way to bring back Lord of War, but...
Okay, well, we could talk about the man's appearance.
Do you want
this
to?
This is Nick Cage presenting himself as Nick Cage. So often he's a character. We've seen him do so many costumes.
I still feel like this is sort of an act. And let's be honest, there's still beard dye involved in this. He doesn't look like this normally.
No. His choice of facial hair for this is troubling. It doesn't quite grow a full beard. I also don't, so I'm not going to talk shit on it.
It's like a goatee chin strap combo, but almost styled like do you remember when wrestlers used to do this in the 90s, where they kind of like, they didn't have much of a personality gimmick, so they'd do something wacky with their facial hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think like the Hardy Boys did it for a long time, where they do like tribal patterns in their fucking beards, and I'm just like, what's going on here? But that's what it's reminded me of. He looks like a shit wrestler.
There was one of the films we watched of his kind of towards the end of the series where he wore a fake beard, Dark, where he peels off his beard.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that kind of, it has a really similar energy, this beard. I'm not entirely convinced it's actually one that he's grown himself. It just, to bring his full circle, his beard looks shit.
Yeah, I think that's completely fair to say. I'd say it may be grown, but there's no way he's not dying at this point. We've seen what he looks like in regular day-to-day. And as much as he's doing himself, I feel like he's kind of playing on himself. He's still managed to find a way to bring a character to this, almost.
He's doing a caricature of himself.
Yeah, it was potentially is the most Nick Cage thing of all time.
Which is quite an interesting forerunner for that film, the overbearing weight of enormous talent he has coming up, where, of course, it's an entire film of him playing a parody.
Coming out this year.
Wow.
We got that to look forward to. That's in post-production right now. The unbearable weight of massive talent.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. If anyone is new to this and can't remember exactly what this is, I'll read you a quick synopsis of that. But this is a cash-strapped Nicolas Cage agrees to make a paid appearance at a billionaire superfan's birthday party, but is really an informant for the CIA since the billionaire fan is a drug kingpin and gets cast in a Tarantino movie.
Also starring and, by the sounds of it, written by Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, this is completely, completely mental.
Man, he's a real one of a kind. It's... I guess just to round off this episode, let's get a quick vibe check. I'm just interested to find out.
Oh, hold on. I've just found out some more about this. So this is not even written by Nick Cage. This is written by Kevin Etten and Tom Gormican. I'm going to give you a couple of guesses, because I used to like doing this, as to who you think might be starring in this film alongside him.
Oh, wow. So there's other name actors in this. You know, I'd never even considered that anyone bar him would be in it.
I was hoping he'd play everyone.
I can't even think who'd be in this, because he has not been starring alongside many other names. Most of the shit we saw him in, definitely towards the end of, well, current stuff, was he was the pull, and then it would be a bunch of no-names for the most part, or you'd get someone random like Mila Djokovic showing up.
There's two people in here that I think you're going to enjoy.
Can I get any hints towards this?
No, literally none.
Okay, Antonio Banderas, and we'll go with Sofia Coppola.
Great guesses. Absolutely incredible guesses. Honestly, I can't believe how close you are. Neil Patrick Harris.
Uh-huh.
And the Mandalorian himself, Pedro Pascal.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
Honestly, I'm not mad about it.
No, okay. Okay.
I enjoy stuff that everyone in this film seems to do. So,
what roles are they going to play?
That so much is not announced, so
yes, well,
very
brilliant.
Very difficult to know.
It's fun to speculate.
Yeah.
I will save the question I had for next time when we're a little deeper into the paint. Daniel, a pleasure as always. Nick, it off.
I guess that's that then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another one of those.
Yeah. Big fucking piece of shit right there.